give her all the time she needs.
Whatever that looks like. What do I do with a tape recorder, right? That's such old technology. Do we need to step up? It does work. Good morning, all. Now, today I want to start by highlighting some of the people that have been very strategic to our company. We often do what we call a Radiant Award or a Sunlight Award kind of a thing, where we highlight people that have stepped up and done things that were over and above just the great work we normally expect our people to do. And today we want to highlight our product development team. It's been a long time coming because the scope of the project was enormous. We basically had three things we wanted to accomplish. We wanted to update our look. Basically what you want to do is, content didn't change, but we wanted to have the product look fresh and give us something to talk about in marketing. You don't always want to say, buy now, it's on sale. That's just a losing kind of a battle. You want to have things to talk about when you send things out to customers. So we added color to our IGs all the way through D, A through D, and then we added full color illustrations to our science guides. And I'll talk more about that later on. Both of those were large projects that the team took on and did that very readily and very, very well. We also developed a four-day program, a true four-day program, all the way through H. And the thinking behind that was we have customers that use what they call an options program or they use a co-op. And for moms like that, okay, honest confession here, when I homeschooled my kids, when we had a day off, we just did more work the next days. But moms don't always want to do that. So you always could compress those 5 days into four. So what we chose to do was give these moms who choose to take that day and do something for themselves, which is a healthy thing and it's a good thing, to give them a true four-day schedule, big, big job, because it doubled how many IGs we had, right? If we had 72 before, we had 144. Boom, just like that. So it added to the load of what they were doing. And we wanted to improve the quality. Over time, you know, I think probably programmers know this the best. As time goes on, you know, errors creep in. I think that happened with our IGs as well. And some of them were things that were put in from the beginning that actually needed to be taken out. So if we were talking about cassettes or things that were really, really old key, because think we've been in business for 27 years. So our IGs had things in them that went back a ways. So we sent those all out to different people. At one point, there were as many as 40 people working on this project. This is a big, big, big job. We had multiple proofs for every guides. So we had both external, we sent it out to people around the world. We had internal people checking them. We had our SCCs, we had Rhonda review, and then we had a final red pen that Amy took care of. Amy, wherever you are. There you are. I do look people in the eyes, but because I'm trying to focus on what, anyway, it doesn't matter. We were going to have them all done on time, and then in February, I made the decision to bring our language arts guides also up to Bookshark standards, which I'm here to tell you that the team had great trepidation doing because it was big. It was a big project to add on to an already big project, and they stepped up and got that all done. So now I want to read the awards, and we're going to start with Amy. Amy was instrumental in bringing up into being all the IGs for both Bookshark and Sunlight this season. She ensured the project moved forward by coordinating the guides through the process of typesetting, proofing, typesetting, SCC proofing. Are you all listening? There's going to be a test at the end. Typesetting and red penning. There was a lot of shuffling, and it was necessary to keep the many contractors and employees busy. So you'd get an IG back from one SCC, and then right away you'd have to figure out, okay, which one's ready to go to this person? It was a big orchestration project. Specifically, Amy maintained the schedule and coordinated work between Inquisicore employees and contractors, about 40 people altogether. She maintained proofreading checklists and materials needed by all proofreaders. She red-penned 80% of the guides, part of the quality control. She resolved minor content questions that were unnecessary to bring up to Amber or Sarita. She kept track of the SCC suggestions that could not be implemented in 2017. She audited and reorganized or rewrote Bible notes for ECG and FCG. Okay, basically what happened is when you changed the schedule from 5 days to 4 days, notes that went with a particular Bible passage had to be determined which week they would be moved into. So she handled that. That's great. Let's see. and she corded new notes with Luke, and she proofread various internal reviews of the material post-SCC proof. Thank you, Amy, for the massive amount of work and for taking on all of this as a new endeavor. Now, she's never done this before, right? This year, we're grateful for your amazing work. Thank you. Appreciate it. We did that because she kind of took over the big insight. Next, we go to Young, who we could not have done it without. That is true. Young was instrumental in bringing into being all the IGs for Sunlight this season. Young was on call for much of that time, making himself available when not in the office to ensure there were no bottlenecks. Young trained every single typesetter that we worked with on how to use, to build, or format our IGs. He created files and maintained all materials needed to send to typesetters, both internal and contracted. He spearheaded the design changes for color IGs, typeset many IGs, including most of the science IGs, and pre-pressed and uploaded 98% of the guides to the printer. That's also a big project. We don't send them a physical copy. We upload it to their computers, and then they print it off of their big, big job. He reviewed contractors' work and relinked all necessary files. He fixed many errors and made global changes to many IGs. He maintained all details regarding creating three-week samples, reader's guides, activity sheets, barcodes, and working with the printer and Pavitsa to order correct quantities from the printers. Okay, so back up on that. Because we had so many new IGs coming, we normally send one big set to one printer who prints the whole batch for us. This year, we opted to go with a smaller printer who could give us smaller print runs so we wouldn't have back orders. It was a strategic decision, but it meant he had to do everything twice. It had to go to the small print run first, then it had to go to the big run when we finally had enough. Anyway, it was a big, big job. He provided leadership and a focused work ethic to the team while maintaining a sense of optimism. Boy, that is totally true. I just don't think I ever saw Young get rattled. And I'm just thinking, how in the world do you keep equanimity in the middle of all of that? Thank you, Young, for the massive amount of work and for the entire effort this year. We're grateful for your amazing work. Well done. Thank you. It was amazing, and I so appreciate it. And Young headed it all up. It's amazing. And I hope Nicole's here. Oh, there you are. Honestly, I'm having a tough time here. Nicole was so helpful while on loan from CR. Okay, Nicole normally, of course, is helping our customers and anyway. But she came and helped this team, and she helped shape the many IGs for Sunlight. She started by learning InDesign, and then she typeset several IGs, including but not limited to, and then there's a whole list. I won't read it. She checked the viability for four-day science schedules, improved 2016 GLA issues, and corrected many guides. She made global changes to these many guides. She rewrote and customized instructions for each guide. She edited the 2017 IDEA samples. I guess most of us don't even know what all happens in the building here. We sell on the floor in Alaska because we're allowed to. The problem is Alaska being a secular, the whole community is, that's not true. The convention we go to will not allow us to sell Christian materials. So for IDEA, we have to pull all this stuff up for our samples on the floor, if you can believe that. They let us send our regular stuff to the people who buy it, but on the floor, they don't want anybody's eyes to be poisoned. It's very scary, isn't it? It's like, anyway, so she worked on that as well. Big job. She audited the many, many map points and the red penned a few guides as well. Thank you, Nicole, for the extra work to help product development this team. We're grateful for your careful and targeted contributions. Well done. Appreciate it muchly. Morning.
Morning.
Brittany is next. Brittany was instrumental in bringing into being many IGs for Bookshark and Sunlight this season, in addition to her many and varied normal duties for Bookshark. She created many complicated lists of images for levels K and 1. Okay, when we talk about adding images to a science IG, I'm thinking it was like 900 in kindergarten. So basically she made, what does it say? Noting which images were duplicated in other guides, thus saving the company a lot of money and time. So for example, if we had a picture of a penguin in K and we had a picture of a penguin in third, you know, we wanted to make sure we didn't do duplicate pictures of penguins. It's way more, which was a silly example, but it was real. She created a format for how best to store new images in our database. Then she provided Marcella, who is a contractor that we hired out of Argentina, with feedback for every set of images. We've received around 900 images from her, which has basically completed levels K and 1. So basically how it works is Marcella sends us a black and white picture. We say, yes, this works. Then we send it back and she colors it and then brings it forward. Or we say, well, actually we need the zebra to be grazing because he's supposed to be showing that he's a herbivore. I mean, it's one of those where you have to be even know what the product is doing in order to make a correct kind of an illustration. So it's not even as simple as we're thinking it might be. So thank you, Brittany, for the superb and detailed work to upgrade our images this year. We are grateful for your many and exceptional contributions. Well done. Thank you. And Christina's not here. She usually comes in later. Do I read people who aren't here or just hand this to them later?
We can do that later.
Okay. So if you're not here, you don't get the news. Next one is Amber. All these people were strategic and important in what we were doing, but Amber works from home on Thursday. Brianna's not here yet. I'll put her at the bottom because it could be she wanders in later. Rhonda is not here either. Rhonda, of course, handled all of the final details on things. She kind of overlooked the final IGs, and back to Amber, she handled all the LA guides. I mean, when you look at the original ones and you look at the new ones, she did scripting in the lower grades where she added, you know, this is what you say, Mom, to your kids. Just a super, really helpful, useful kind of a thing. Luke. Luke was pressed into service this year to help with the IGs. What? Is this a theme? Yes, it might be. In particular, he wrote new Bible notes for C, E, and F four-day guides. He has a knack for these notes, and that will be of great benefit to all students using them. Thank you, Luke, for your thoughtful and unique manner of sharing God's word with those using Sunlight this year. We're grateful for your singular contributions. Well done.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. And Jonathan, this was a whole company project, gang. Jonathan was pressed into service this year to help with the IGs, really? In fact, anybody who was living and breathing in the building, oh, you have a skill? Let's have you help. In particular, he red-penned several high school guides and several HBL and science guides. He also processed Marcella's images to be stored and well-organized our database. Thank you, Jonathan, for your time devoted to helping make our Sunlight IGs improved for this year. We're grateful for your singular contributions. Well done. Did I give you two? I gave you just one. Good.
No, here's one.
One more. Okay, I need that one back. So thank you all to our product development team. I think we'll hear the reports of that this coming year from our customers, and I think even though they couldn't be here to say well done, they would say thank you for the things that you do. The next set of awards go to three different women who work in the warehouse. And they all basically say the same thing. So it's to Rachel Rose, to Lisa Sands, and Ann Todd. And I don't think any of them are here. But basically what they did was they organized that whole messy corner back here and got that all set up upstairs and just really streamlined even how we can find our used books and our damaged titles and got that all organized. And if you're ever a recipient of books that you pick up from the back, you can thank them on my behalf. So that's basically what that was for, and they'll get those later. Wow, that was a lot, wasn't it? But it's good to reward, and it's good to remember, and it's good to look back and to say thank you. And I do want to be a person who is always thankful for the things that we do. In line with that, I want to say thank you for the many well wishes of sympathy that you had when my mom passed. It was very nice to get a card with so many of your signatures, and that was just precious. And I did want to just kind of bring closure to all of that. I think I've mentioned her often enough. I thought I probably should let you know what happened in that last situation. I've mentioned in the past that she was 96, and she had fallen and broken her femur, and crawled along the floor with a broken leg and pulled the phone down. Anyway, she ended up having a rod put in her leg because they felt like she was in good enough shape. They thought she could actually come back from that all. She ended up in a nursing home, which she absolutely despised. And every day she told my sister, if you don't get me out of here, I'm going to die. Anyway, so that's the situation I stepped into. The day I arrived, because I had, my brother lives in Hong Kong, and he comes back to Michigan every year to visit my mom. And she really likes it if we all come together, because family's important to her. And of course, it is all of us moms. Family's important to us. So I already had a visit planned. And so the day I arrived, she came home from the nursing home. She was on oxygen. She was very, very weak. And it was amazing to be there. We didn't, of course, know. It was her last days. We thought she was going to be really, really strong until the end. But she had a chance to be in her own home again, which was a precious thing. That's what she wanted to do. She had lived in that house for 50 years, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. My kids have great memories of going and visiting her. We would go every summer. We'd spend 3 weeks with Grandma, and we did biking and boating, not boating, swimming, and we had big inner tubes. It was a great experience. But that's where she wanted to be. If she had a perfect dream, to die in my own home is what I'd love to do. She ate all the food that she wanted to do. Oh, I just want Dutch cheese. Well, by gum, we went and got that for her and just put it on a piece of paper, on a plate, and gave it to her. Oh, they just don't know how to make tea in the nursing home. Well, let's do that. So there were just a lot of things that were really precious on the way it would go. She was strong up until the very end. She lived in her own home, if you can believe that, at 96. I've mentioned that she'd be out washing her own windows at 96. Just incredible. But physical therapist said she probably won't come back as strong after all of this. So to have her die at almost the peak of her life was just a huge, huge privilege. I got up one night while I was there. I thought, oh, I bet she's cold, because it had kind of come in cool. I don't know if you know Michigan at all. Doesn't really cool down. If it's hot in the day, it's hot at night. But a nice breeze had come in. I thought, oh, I wonder if she's cold. So I got up to get her a big wool blanket, and then I found her. I hope you never have to do that. But at the time, I thought, I actually don't even know what to do. You know, if it was a homicide, I'd call the police. But it obviously wasn't a homicide. The police figured she had died in her sleep, which is, of course, the best way to go. So I called John. What do I do? He said, actually, the thing you do, and this is a tip to take home, if you find somebody dead, call the police. It's the first thing you do, believe it or not. They then called, and I called just the regular number, not 911, because, of course, it wasn't an emergency anymore. John actually looked up the number. Anyway, it's pathetic, isn't it? Anyway, then what happens is the fire department came, the EMTs came, and ultimately we had to make a decision of which funeral home to pick. So that's also something you want to have kind of in the back of your mind, right? So you need to know where do you want, because who deals with the body are the morticians. All of this, I had no idea, no plan, and I'm sitting there in my robe, thinking, okay, there's just a lot of hubbub going on, right? And the policeman stayed with me until the morticians came. They come fully dressed in a suit; they're very professional. And it was so interesting to me. They walked in and they said, "We can tell this is a house of faith. So if you don't mind, we'd like to pray with you." So before they took my mom's body away, because of course it's just a shell at that point, right? It's just we know the soul isn't there anymore. It's obvious. It's obvious when you see it that there's nothing alive in there. That's just a body. So they prayed, and then they had a nice, beautiful quilt that they put on my mom. But I just want to testify to how good God's timing is. Because my brother being in Hong Kong, it would have been so hard for him to come back. You know, in the middle of a school year, take time off and leave his classes, and that we were all there. She died on Sunday morning, and Sunday morning, my brother came in, my sister came in, we went through her entire house and figured out what things we wanted to have from my mom's estate. We did not have one disagreement. There was not one, you know, there'd be a couple of times we go, well, I think I'd like that. And we go, oh, no, why don't you take that? And then we had things for all of the grandchildren that they had, you know, we took photos and what do you think you'd like from grandma's estate? I mean, it was amazing how that went all down. So that was precious. They've been working on the whole estate, and that's gone just fine. There have been no fights at all. So we got that all done. We worked all day Sunday, all day Monday, which I don't normally work on Sunday, but we felt like this was a special event. You know, I don't think I could have gone to church anyway. It would have been very disconcerting. The timing was amazing. So then we scheduled my mom's. We decided to do only a graveside service. John flew in for that, which was special. My sister found one of my mom's old pastors who came and gave the service. And he actually had been in my mom's house, and they had talked about times in their past. And it was a precious, he knew my mom's favorite passage, Bible passage, so he read from Psalm 139, you know, one of those beautiful, beautiful passages. And then he closed with that gorgeous passage from 1 Corinthians, you know, that we will be resurrected. This isn't the end. And honestly, if you're a believer, that is very comforting. I'm thinking, I am actually going to see my mom again. And it's probably going to be a lot faster than I think, right? Because time just goes by so fast. And I've mentioned in the past that time, you know, we just aren't comfortable with time, because time, we're created for longer time periods. So when you see somebody who's grown from this to this, and you go, how in the world did that happen? It's because we're just not set in this period of time only, right? We are living in this time period now, but we're created for eternity. So she's just a shell, but I know I'll see her again. And honestly, she's in heaven. She doesn't have a broken leg anymore. She's seeing her family members. She was the last of all of her family, siblings, all of her family. She'll see her mom, who died during the war. And it's one of those where we take great comfort in that. So that's an update on my mom, and maybe you'll never hear about her again. Wouldn't that be so sad? You've never met her, but you probably have met her a little bit even through the things that I've talked about. So that's the second point that I had. So this today was just kind of random thinking about what I've been thinking about. And Wayne asked me to do a transition update. We are still actually looking for two key people. One of them is a product development person, a product development manager. We believe the next opportunity for the company is to break the Sunlight model or the Bookshark model into our school systems. So we're looking for a product development manager who can help us figure out how to navigate even that kind of a world. I mean, I homeschooled my kids and I could figure out how to work that out, but to figure out how to do standards for states and anyway, that whole arena feels a little unknown to me. So we would like to find someone who can help us navigate into those. And I won't leave until that role is filled, okay, just in case you were worried. Big joke. And we're also still thinking through who we should replace me as president. The leader of a company does have huge impact. You know, how the feelings and the presentation and all the direction, the values, that all comes from leadership. So we want to be very careful that we find somebody who's really a good fit and right for that. At this time, we aren't thinking that Gen 2 will replace me. That was originally a dream of mine. I just thought, well, that'd be so slick, you know, just keep it in the family. But, you know, they have unique giftings. They have things that they do that God's called them to do, and not necessarily taking over your mother's companies on that list. So to even figure out how to do that, you know, they just have amazing strengths and abilities, but they aren't me. Huh. Too bad, huh? So that's where transition is right now. Again, I won't leave until we figure this all out. So don't fret if you've been worried at all. Transition's always a little disquieting because you know what you know, and change is always uncomfortable. So we'll try to keep you up to speed on where we go with that. And I'd be glad to address any questions you might have after all of that. Phew, I get to stop.
Any matters for prayer?